T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. And today is the day for the big reveal in, what, about an hour or so? We're going to be ready?
Yes, we're going to be ready in about an hour. Are we saying what we're revealing?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're revealing the annual Christmas card in our matching PJs.
That's it. Anyway,
that's it. No. And the drama of well, I mean, you'll see in the picture.
So that'll be on. If you follow Jen and Tim Show specifically, we'll share it to Star 102 Cleveland. If you were on Instagram, if you were on X, if you were on Facebook, give us a follow. Give us a like. It'll be on there. First of all, we appreciate you doing that. Also, it is for you. So it's just another way to say thank you for listening to Jen and Tim Show, whether it's just a little bit during Christmas music because you love Christmas music, or all year long you hear the drama of two exes stuck in a studio. Yeah. So that can be however you listen. We appreciate that. Speaking of drama, let's do Christmas Carol. Well, we will continue Christmas Carol in an envelope.
So we put a song in an envelope. It's a song. It's a Christmas song. You just have to guess what it is.
216-343-1021. What is your guess? We will get to that next on Star 102. Good morning. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I've missed a couple of days, so I hope to get something better than guess.
Oh, man, what have you been doing? Have you been off work? Has it been something fun that you've missed the last couple of days, or no?
I have been to work early, so I have missed the big reveal of the guest.
Well, do you have a new guest today? What song do you think it is?
Well, I'm going to guess Jingle Bells today.
Great guess. Very popular Christmas song. It's not Jingle Bells.
Yeah, how has that not been guessed yet? That's a very basic, nice guess. A lot of people have done the rendition of Jingle Bells. We always appreciate the guess. But yeah, that is now on the list, which you can find, I think, at star102cleveland.com.
I think.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Producer Stevie always has the best info on TikToks. Things you've seen, things you haven't seen, trends that you may have missed. I was looking yesterday. I even asked Stevie after the show yesterday. I said, hey, we get those Capri Sun pouches that Izzy and I can make.
Are you going to make them?
I want to so bad. They look so great. And she made a great point. Like, so I don't particularly have a juicer at home. If you missed it yesterday, it was like essentially kind of creating your own Capri Suns. Kiddos like Capri Suns. I can never open the things. I couldn't as a youngster. I couldn't as an adult. Like,
you poke the straw straight through.
I either poke the straw straight through the back. And of course, kids can do this. Like, my daughter has no issue with this. I either poke it and it goes through the front, through the back. Boom. Or I do a good job, and I know that's happening, so I poke the straw down, and it shoots up the straw all over my shirt.
Yeah.
I am, but at least these other ones, I mean, they're pouch, they're reusable, and as I mentioned, I don't have a juicer at home to combine all the juices to technically kind of make my Capri Sun, but you can put any juice in there you want.
You
can grab any juice that you want, put it in there, as you would love that thing. And of course, if it's in a pouch, it becomes some type of magical juice
that
she will now love because it's in this clear pouch.
Yeah, so you're just going to buy juice and pour it in there? Because
100%.
It's very involved.
I mean, I don't need to be demure. I just need a clear pouch.
A lot of juicing and straining.
That was just one takeaway, just an example of what you'll hear from Talk It Out. On the way, we'll have Talk It Out with producer Stevie. What do we have today, Stevie?
So there's been two very popular trends going on the last couple months. One is titled the Flip the Camera Trend, and the other one is the Bestie Dictionary. So they're both kind of trends where so it's like an audio, and then they flip the camera, and you reveal who is the POV it's from. So it's like kind of tricking you. And then the other one is trying to figure out if you understand the lingo of your friend.
I love this.
Good luck. Let's get to talk it out on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
There's a video trend on TikTok they are calling the flip the camera trend. And basically you write a controversial or just unpopular opinion. And then at the end, the camera flips and it shows the POV of who actually wrote it. So, for example, there was one that went viral with a text that said, as a pet owner, you should really let your dog have all the treats they want. And it flips and shows that the dog's kind of recording. But another example that went really viral is from Taylor Lautner, who, of course, played Jacob in the Twilight series. So this video has over 175 million views, and the text said that it showed Bella and Edward getting married on the screen in Twilight, and it said that that should have been Jacob in the end, and it flips to him, like, looking shocked. Like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's great.
He wrote it. So that one was really funny. And then there's the Bestie Dictionary that's trending, where you put a word on the screen or a phrase, and so you can see it on the phone. And then you say, this is what I say when something happens, and they have to try and guess what it is.
This is your favorite question to ask me if I'm being an idiot.
Are you stupid or are you dumb?
When you call me, this is how I usually answer the phone.
Green, green, yellow.
Love that.
There's so many of them. There's like siblings, best friends, people they're dating. They're great.
We need to try that.
I'd love to guess Tim's lingo.
No, man, you don't want to do that.
There's so much.
There's so many things.
I mean, just it would be pages and pages we would have to write the script for.
It would be. See, that's why we love talking about. It's almost here. It's almost time. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
How are you feeling about it?
I feel good about it. I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate everybody listening to the Jen and Tim show year long or during the Christmas season or for 5 minutes a day or 5 minutes a week or every single minute of the show or through your free Odyssey app that you can download or however you listen. We truly appreciate it. We never take that for granted. You have so many different options. I realize that. And the more and more options they continue to come, I get that. So to spend part of your morning with us, you deserve matching PJ's Christmas card.
I get very nervous about the matching PJ's Christmas card, but also very excited. I get nervous because I really want people to like it. This is, you know, this is my baby. I love it. I want people to like it, but I always get excited because without fail, and you'll agree, every year I feel like there's always something the Jen and Tim Show family notices that we don't. You know, like there will be something like
that's a bad reminder.
You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, oh, did you notice, you know, your hair looks like this or what? That one year my hand was like gigantic
it
holding
was
the
very,
stove.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You, so, easy handshaker.
Right.
Like
exactly.
It was very, very. Yeah.
So I feel like there's always something.
Oh, I didn't think of
that. I don't know if there's something on this one. It's a really good classic card, I feel like.
Hey, we will. Jen and Tim show Star 102 on all the socials. Jen and Tim on all the socials. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Good Wednesday morning to you. It is December 11th, 2 weeks until Christmas. The official Jen and Tim Show matching pajamas Christmas card has been posted for people that have no idea why we do this. Where did this start from? How did this come to be?
This was always a tradition in my family growing up. The entire family would get matching Christmas PJs on Christmas Eve. We would wear them and, you know, all day the next day for Christmas Day. And I don't know, however many years ago, I mean, it was very close to the start of our show, I suggested, you know what, let's do that on the Jen and Tim Show.
Which I hated that suggestion at the beginning.
Right.
Oh, I can't believe this. We got to walk around in our Christmas PJs with a producer. We're taking pictures. It just, I was not into it at all.
And I mean, are you into it now? Maybe more so because you know it's like a gift to our listeners, because I think our listeners love it. And we get everyone involved. You get to vote on the PJs we wear. I mean, we didn't do that the first year. It's evolved over the years. And you have embraced it more, although you do still make it difficult to book the time to take the photo. But you have embraced it more, and you definitely make the photo shoots more fun.
So
that's for sure.
So we can get into that also. So we did post it at Star 102. If you were on Facebook, if you were on Instagram, if you were on X, is worth a follow, is worth a like. This Christmas card is for you. Same with the Jen and Tim Show. It is posted everywhere. The curiosity for me becomes the reaction to the card.
Uh-huh.
Do you like it? Do you hate it?
Right.
What was wrong with it? What do you like about it? Because, you know, it's the Jen and Tim Show family. Yes, it's the Jen and Tim Show. But everybody that listens to the show, they have input. You know, we'll do birthday shout outs. We see you when you're out and about. We are here. You're West Side IME. Say, we are here. We get to see you every single day. We get to talk to you every day. We broadcast live in the Holiday Building. So, I mean, there's pros and cons to that, right? You can let it rip if you don't see so if you see something that you don't like.
Sure.
Which I think is a lot of fun. So are they loving it? Not so much. Are there issues with the card? Let's get to some of these comments, I guess. I'm always a little nervous.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
1 second left in the song, and I see you laugh. We're talking about the comments. Your Christmas card is posted. It is for you. Matching PJ's Christmas card, Star 102 on all the socials. It is Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
I love that yesterday I did mention that you, while we did the photo, you made it a point to keep your pant legs pulled up. You did not, you just refused to.
Going for a different look.
You were going for a different look. And you could see that in the photo as you, not only are your pants pulled up, because it was like a jogger type, so it's tight at the bottom. So you pulled those up to your knees and then you pulled your socks up to full, you know, as high as they would go. Stephanie says, love the shins. And whatever is on your head, Tim. That was a headband, I believe, I provided to you. That was one of mine, right?
It was. Did I did not bring that one. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I don't think you own that.
Well, Sega has something. Oh, you have.
Yeah, I gave her that, too. I brought some.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yes.
I forgot about it.
But Tim.
Go ahead.
Tim definitely. I mean, you prioritized it so hardcore to keep your pants pulled up. And There they are.
They were long.
Your shins.
They were
they
long.
Were
it
not.
Was it was droopy and baggy.
They were not.
I had to pull those off. The taper just didn't hit me right. So I pulled that up. I pulled it up to more of a.
That's one.
I got kind of a man
1000% false.
No, just I think that's what it was.
It they were
it's a good
not
look.
Baggy.
If anybody's looking for a look for their PJs,
well,
I think it's a pretty solid look.
I do enjoy that people say they love your shins, and I mean you did you delivered with the shins. There they are.
Oh, Sean, your best one yet.
I know we've had a couple of those. People
wow.
are saying it's the best one yet.
Yeah, a lot of shins references. A lot
How
of
about
shins
Yvonne
references.
Says love it. Very. I'm a part of the morning crew, and Tim even showing his sexy legs. Whoop whoop.
it's the best listeners.
Yvonne,
I'm telling
I love you.
This is the best. This is for you. I love this for several reasons. And yes, I have definitely pushed back less and less on the. It is. I don't know. At the beginning, yes, I was not in. And I'm a total pain trying to take these pictures. And it's just, you know, you're out here, you're out wherever it is, and you're taking these pictures. It's fine. But what I love is that we get to see this. Like we receive Christmas cards from friends and family, whatever it might be. And I mean, don't you look at it a little bit and you critique the cards?
Oh, 1,000.
Like, yeah,
we have a top three in our house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There is.
A,
yeah,
oh,
there
yeah.
is. And this is exactly what's happening. It just happens to be either live on the air or live via socials. Like, this is exactly what's happening. And I love that aspect. Also, there's one thing that I forgot.
Oh, no.
That nobody has mentioned yet. And I mean, it's early. It's only 13 minutes in. You know, we're like at 100 comments or something like this. But I totally forgot about this.
Something you did that day?
No.
Or something in the photo?
It's something in the photo.
Oh, no.
Nobody's mentioned it yet. Yeah. So.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything, but it hasn't been mentioned yet. Maybe it's a non-factor. I don't know. I mean, nobody's mentioning the Christmas tree on your head. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
A lot of people mentioning the wreath on your head.
Stevie has a wreath on her head, too.
Yeah.
I guess I'm wearing it more Like a headband style, and hers is up, like she has the beanie on, that type of thing. If you're looking at it, by the way, if you're just joining us, good morning to you. It is Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Your Christmas card is here. It is posted on Star 102 and all the socials. We see the follows and the likes coming in. We appreciate that. So thank you for that. But yeah, the card's nice. People, positive reviews.
Yeah, a lot of positive reviews. No, nothing glaring other than your shins. A lot of people pointing out your shins, which we knew that was going to happen. I mean, you literally not even a dot of a foot. And just to recap, and we said this yesterday, we tried something different this year. We took a video of ourselves doing this because we didn't take a photographer with us. We brought a tripod. We didn't bring a photographer. So we decided, you know, oh, we'll take just like a video of us posing and then we'll screenshot it. And that's how this card turned out this way. You, not even for a dot of a second, and Stevie and I just scrubbed through, you know, tons of video. Are your pants down and normal? They are 100% hiked up to your knees with your socks fully pulled up. Not only that, there is further proof in the video that you continuously are very pant aware and you're just hiking them up the whole time. So that is ridiculous. But I did bring the headgear, and I believe you chose that wreath for your head. That was your wreath choice. Yeah. And it does. It does make it look a little more bulbous.
My head?
Yeah. Like rounds,
what does that mean?
It like rounds it off. You know what I mean? It's a very...
out of both of our heads, mine's the bulbous one?
No, I have a large head. I'm not ever going to deny that. No, it's just
it looks bulbous. Oh,
it's
my
like very
gosh.
Rounded.
What
it's
does
very
that mean?
Because like if... Okay.
Why are you ripping my head? What's
I'm
wrong with it?
I'm not ripping your head.
You said bulbous.
So like look at Stevie. She has her cute little beanie and then she has that little wreath. It kind of blends in and it's not like a perfect round circle. Then you look at yours.
Hey, Stevie, can you come in here real quick?
It's like please. The tinsel on yours is very perfected. Very bulbous, like a perfect circle.
Stevie,
and
does
the colors.
Does my head look bulbous?
No, I didn't say your head.
I'm
you literally just said that.
I did not say your head looks bulbous. I just think like the
does
wreath.
Does my head look bulbous?
Look at the wreath on top of him. Like it's very circular.
It just is more obvious than mine because it's a larger wreath.
She has a tree on her head. You have this. It's the same wreath, isn't it? But my head looks bulbous.
I have a small head.
Stevie's a small head.
I have
and
a normal size head.
Yours is
average.
It's like, I'm just saying it's fluffed perfectly. I am not calling your head bulbous.
Well, this is a photo shoot. I got to be on point. We have to be.
It's a fluffier wreath.
It looks great. It matches the PJs perfectly. It's awesome.
My head is bulbous. Now this is all I see.
I didn't
say. It's a nice picture. It's a nice background. And now my head's blocking the entire thing.
I didn't
say
that.
The solar eclipse. It looks like a lunar eclipse.
I didn't.
Now there's an extra shadow behind us because of my bulbous head.
Nobody
said
that.
This is what I see.
It's a bulbous wreath. I don't think I ever said your head is bulbous. Maybe I did.
I will pull the audio as soon as we can.
I didn't mean that your head was bulbous. I just meant like in general the wreath made
please,
it
somebody that
rounded.
Saw the card, can you physically call us? I know it's a big ask. You're probably getting kiddos on the bus or something.
Don't you
is
understand
my head
what I mean
bulbous? And also how do you spell bulbous? I can't see the sign behind Tim's head. Oh, okay.
Who said that?
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
Nobody said that. They didn't say that. I really don't want you to think I said you had a bulbous head. It's not.
I don't think you did. You physically just said that 6 minutes ago, we'll pull the audio for later.
Well, I incorrectly said it then. What I meant, I don't know why I keep trying to explain this to you. It's just a perfectly rounded wreath on your head.
Okay.
That Margaret says, I don't think bulbous is the right word.
Sweet. Wait, where's Mark? Please, will you respond? I don't. There's so many messages I can't see it.
It's on the
will you
Star
ask Margaret then what is what? Oh, it's on the Star 102 page.
Yeah, it's on the Star.
So can you ask her then what is the proper term, the right term? But Margaret, if you're clearly listening now because you heard us say bulbous. So what is the proper term?
That is a great, just perfectly rounded.
Wreath aware.
And just so you know, wreath aware might be it. And there are little Christmas bulbs on that wreath you have on. And I don't know if you could tell when you zoom it. You can see like the little green ones and they're actually red, but they kind of look pink, like to match the trees on the PJs.
Okay.
It's your color coordinated perfectly. Looks great. Nice rounded
your
wreath and all.
Yeah,
it's great.
You can't take it back now.
I know. I feel like I really
so there
said
you go.
That incorrectly.
Your Christmas card is here. Thank you for listening to the Jen and Tim Show. Thank you for listening, Star 102. It is here for you. Check it out on all the socials. So anybody commenting about Seaweeds, you gave that as your favorite. It was question number one. I try to make that an easy one. It was just like, what was your favorite toy as a child? And you said Seaweeds, which I've never heard of before.
Yes. And Gina says, I still have mine, Seaweeds. And she sent us a picture of her two Seaweeds. They're so cute. She had the blue hair one and the blonde one. And then Rhonda says, I totally know what Seawee is. I had two different ones as a kid, and I loved them. They were like a little mermaid doll on a lily pad sponge, and they had a little comb for their hair. You played with in the bathtub.
Do you like these things?
Why are you guys laughing?
No, we're just looking at Seawee.
I think that Gina needs to sell hers. I saw the going price.
Yeah, what's the going price for people just joining us?
Well, hers were out of the box, so they were like $89.
Okay. $89.
If you got them in the box, sell them on eBay.
Were there like bad ones that were... bad Seaweeds battling good Seaweeds? Was there some type of drama storyline? Was there a Seaweeds movie? Or was there a Netflix special?
I don't know Seaweeds any
book?
Of those things. I was like really little, I think. What I had, but it was like one of those standout toys to me that I remember. So it was a bathtub toy, and I loved it. So there you go. Now you know what Seaweeds are.
I'm asking my mom if she knows what they are.
I bet.
Mom knows a lot. She's going to know what Seaweeds is.
She's...
did she figure out how to listen? Because she was trying to listen to Rainbow Radiothon, and that wasn't...
yeah, she figured it out.
Okay. Did she get the Odyssey app, or she's listening?
Yeah, she was listening to our podcast, wondering why it wasn't live. And then I said, you have to hit the live feed. She
That's
figured
the best.
It out.
She's
don't
good
worry.
Now.
I don't know how many times I hear that, you know, Alexa, play Star 102. And then I hear, Alexa hates me! She never turned it on! Like I hear that it's my mother-in-law or whoever. It's just because sometimes you're like, come on now. I mean, let's get this.
I really feel like all you shouldn't be saying the A word on the air because you probably activated
what?
Some.
Alexa, play Star 102. You're right. I should probably say, hey, Google,
no,
play Star 102.
Do that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.